Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And I'm really excited to be doing this new series here on the podcast called Rule of Life. And today we've got an episode about the secret place. Okay, so what is this thing about the secret place? That's the first question. So the secret place is how I've defined a time of quiet with God. Now, some people call this a quiet time, some people call this silence and solitude. So there are different ways that we can use to describe this, but I just want to start off by saying that this time of quiet with God, first, it's something that Jesus himself did very often, actually. If we read the Gospels, we see that he did it a lot. And second, solitude or silence and solitude with God is not something that only introverts can do or want to do even, because the situation with silence and solitude is that we're not exactly on our own completely, although we are from people, we're away from people, but we're with God. And so it doesn't really matter if you're introverted or extroverted, because this isn't about us being on our own or having some me time or just, you know, spending time on whatever it is that we like doing, but it is about connecting with God. And because God created us for relationship with him, and he is everything, he fulfills us completely, we can come and be on our own with God without any fear of feeling lonely or feeling incomplete. So, yeah, God created us for this communion with him. And we can come as women, as mums, we can come to a place of solitude with God without having certain roadblocks or fears, when we know the truth that he is our father, that he loves us, and that he invites us to come and have relationship with him. And so silence and solitude is about getting away from distractions, getting away from work, getting away from our children, our husbands, our family, our friends, our devices, and just going and being alone with the Father and praying and exploring what we're feeling and allowing God to speak to us and meditating on scripture. So silence and solitude with God is something that I would consider to be maybe one of the main things that we need in our lives as Christians to follow the way of Jesus. And I talked a little bit about this in the other episode, but God calls us to have certain structures in our lives, certain rhythms, certain practices that are going to help us to receive from him. And I believe that silence and solitude is one of the main ways that God actually uses to speak to us. It's not obviously the only way. God speaks to us in community with the church, for instance, in our marriages with our children. But also, God speaks to us in a very intimate and deep level when we're on our own. And so it's really, really important that we have this practice. And silence and solitude isn't just about hearing from God and processing things with God, although it is that as well. But it's also about us loving God. And it's a bit like when you're married and you need to have alone time with your husband. You need to have like a date. You need to have that time. Not because when you're with other people it's bad, or not because you can't relate when you're with other people. Obviously you can. But when you're alone together, there's a level of intimacy and relationship that happens when you're on your own. And we become a lot more open and even more transparent when we're on our own with people. And I think that's what happens when we're with God on our own. We become more of our authentic selves, like we're exposing to Him all of who we are. And we're also receiving His love. And then as we receive His love, we're able to love God back. And so this is really important. When we have silence and solitude, it's about receiving God's love and then loving Him back. Because, you know, on our own, love doesn't always come naturally. We really need the Holy Spirit to be transforming us and to be filling us with God's love. And so being on our own with God is an opportunity for all of that to happen. But the thing is, we live in a digital age at the moment, and we have so many distractions, so many things going on, so much input, that actually taking a time on our own with God is a little bit challenging, because we do have all these distractions. And especially if you live as well like in a city or an urban area, it's quite hard to actually be somewhere completely quiet, as you know, with traffic and noise and people. So there's that circumstantial side of things, and we're going to explore that in the next episode. We're going to talk a bit more practically about how we can implement silence and solitude, even if you live in a city, even if you have children, even if you're married. But there's also another side to this, which is sometimes we can actually resist silence and solitude with God. Sometimes what we do is we call it quiet time, but what we're actually doing is we're listening to a podcast, or we're listening to music, or we're doing other things. But actually stopping everything, like actually not having any kind of inputs except maybe scripture, and just being quiet, is something that doesn't always come naturally to us, because we have a certain resistance to that. And I believe the reason for this is that when we're on our own with our own thoughts, and when we come to God in that way with our own thoughts and prayers, often what we really feel and what we really think and what we're anxious about and what we're burdened about, all of that starts coming up to the surface. And this happens to me even this morning. I had a time of silence and solitude with God. I really took a long time just to be with Him in nature. And that's the first thing that came up for me. It was all my anxieties and my burdens and my prayer requests. And yeah, it just all comes straight away. Like as soon as there's no noise, no distraction, that's what comes. But I think we need to understand that and not resist it. But instead, we need to just process all these things with God. The things that we're fearful about, or the things that we're anxious about, or the things that we're hurt about, or the battles that we have in sin, when we know that we're sinning in some way or other. All of that, it really does need to come to the front so that we can go through those things with God and allow Him to speak to us through those things, and allow Him to bring truth where we're believing in lies, and allow Him to bring peace where we're feeling anxious. And so all of this happens in the secret place. And for me, as I said this morning, I took around 2.5-3 hours with God. And at the beginning, it was a lot of anxiety that I was feeling over certain things in my life. I was feeling a bit anxious, and I was bringing to God many prayer requests, because as a family, we've just been going through lots of different things in practical terms. And so I was bringing to God all of these prayer requests, and it took maybe, I would say, about an hour, but in prayer, I just started meditating on truth about God, and He started speaking to me through His Spirit, and He showed me, and I think this happens a lot when we take time alone with God, but He showed me just to surrender and to give Him all of my burdens, all my anxieties, all of the things that are weighing me down, and just surrender to him, to his will, to his way. And that's what I did. And after that, I was at peace. And so this is, I think, one of the things that God wants to be doing in us when we spend time alone with him. It's bringing to him everything that we're going through and just allowing him to transform us and to give us new faith, a new strength and peace and his love. And also sometimes God will show us to stop having that quiet time, which is what happened with me today. Sometimes he'll show us just to go out and do something practical even. So as I was saying today, I had a quiet time for quite a long time. And then I just felt that it was time to sort out some practical issues that I needed to sort out. Not related actually to the things I was praying about, but other things. And to go and pay my bills and to do some things at home so that when my daughter comes home later, the house is kind of ready and I've done my housework and I can spend time with her. And so often it's about this. It's about God showing us different things and then also showing us what practical things we need to do in order to love people and to pour into people's lives and to bless others. And so, yeah, I just wanted to leave you with those thoughts today. But the main ideas that I just want to talk about is that we need time alone with God. That it's not like a extra little thing. That's really important. And I would say it's important that we do it every day, not just once in a while. Because we need it, not because we're ticking off something on a box. It's not like a checklist. It's nothing to do with our own righteousness. It's just that we need God and we need his power. We need his presence. We need his spirit to work within us. We need to be transformed by him. And because we need to receive God's love. And when we receive his love, then we can love God and we can love others. And so even when we feel that resistance that we don't want to, because we don't want to face the things that we're going through, I just want to encourage you for you to not resist having a time alone with God and just process what you're going through with him. Just take that time to be with him, to pray, to bring your burdens, to bring your anxieties, to bring your fears, to bring your hurt, or if you're experiencing unforgiveness or anything like this, that you would just bring it to God in prayer and allow him to speak to you and to convict you if necessary, to bring you to praise and worship and to give you his peace. And so, yes, silence and solitude is a really big topic, and I'm actually writing a book at the moment where I'm talking about it from my experience, from what I'm learning, from what I'm studying. But yeah, I really believe it's a really, really important thing for us to do as Christians, that it really positions us to receive more from God and to be empowered by him through his spirit so that we can go out and be in community with people and love people and love him. And so, yeah, it's such an important practice that next week I'm going to be looking more into the practical side of things, of how we can go about it, especially for us as Christian mums. And I'm really looking forward to sharing that with you. But I would like to invite you to also send me an email if you have any questions about this topic of silence and solitude, of seeking the secret place. And if you have an experience that you would like to share with me as well, something that God has been showing you about this area of having a quiet time with him, that you would just send me an email and I'd love to hear from you. So yeah, please do that. And I'll speak to you in the next episode.